We're back here on Giants.com in Indianapolis at the Combine with another Giants insider. Today we're joined by NFL Network reporter Kim Jones. And Kim, of course, you spent a lot of your time covering the New York football Giants. Jason Pierre-Paul got hit with the franchise tag last week. What do you think that means moving forward now with both sides trying to work out a long-term deal?
I think it buys time for them to work out that deal. Jason can still find out what he's worth on the open market. My sense is they'll come to an agreement on a deal and everyone will be happy.
What's your feel for Jonathan Hankins, how he's going to be valued around the league, and whether or not you think he might still feasibly come back to the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, I think you keep them together, but I'm in the minority on that. Just when I talk to my colleagues in the media and everything else, I don't know how possible that is. He will, I'm sure, get a bigger deal from someone else. You know how this stuff works. So would he take the bigger deal? I don't know. A lot of players would, and you can't blame him for that. But it would be a shame to me to see a second-round pick who's been as good as Jonathan Hankins has been move on, because he's the kind of guy you do sign to a second contract. I'm just not sure with the money invested in that D-line right now if they can afford to do that.
Now, you've been talking to all the executives, all the coaches. What are they looking forward to seeing from this draft class at the Combine this weekend?
It's an interesting class. I mean, you hear from everyone, and this is NFL people. You don't want to need a quarterback in this draft. You might want to develop one. You might find one that you like, but really, it's tough sledding if you really feel like you need one. The running back class is different. A lot of interesting names and talent there. So everyone from McCaffrey, who weighed in at 202 pounds, to Fournette, who weighed in at 240. So when the running backs work out, we are literally going to see everything, because you're going to see the smaller back who does an awful lot and the bigger back who's going to run you over. So the running backs are going to be fun. Not much enthusiasm for the O-line. The enthusiasm I'm hearing really is about Monday. It sounds like the cornerbacks and safeties could be the absolute stars of this draft. That's going to be a fun workout.
Well, what do you think the Giants' approach is then going to be with the offensive line, given you said it's not a strong class?
Yeah.
And, you know, for agency, left tackles don't exactly grow on trees and become available very often.
Could the Giants surprise us and sign a mid-30-year-old lineman that's available? They could. It's not usually what they do, and I don't expect them to. So I think that this draft might allow for some depth. I'm not suggesting they wouldn't draft an offensive lineman. They probably should draft at least one offensive lineman, but I don't know that you're getting a starting tackle out of this draft class, and I don't think they're going to buy one in free agency.
Kim, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can see Kim Jones on the NFL Network, does a great job covering the league and the Giants. Thanks for joining us from the Combine in Indianapolis for another Giants Insider.